the United Nations 2030 Agenda, Sustainable Development Goals, and the broader Sustainability Agenda to undermine freedom have been injected into every federal agency amid a mass indoctrination program of the federal workforce under the previous administration, warned The New American Magazine's Alex Newman on this episode of Behind the Deep State with special guest Truth in Education Chief Founder Rhonda Thomas. By Alex Newman, the UN's agenda, known as the Master Plan for Humanity, was pushed across the federal government by a longtime USAID operator and Council on Foreign Relations member Kristen Cordell. Her background is concerning enough, but she was given a powerful mandate by the Biden administration to fundamentally transform the millions of federal workers and right policy. Now, the UN is promoting the Inner Development Goals, IDGs, to transform the hearts and minds of children around the world through education and manipulation techniques such as social-emotional learning, SEL. These schemes are now being incorporated into international standardized testing to make sure all children learn it. All that and more in this episode. Virginia Christian Alliance Additional Content. Digging Deeper, the UN 2030 Agenda, Global Governance Disguised as Sustainability. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. The United Nations 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development has been widely promoted as a necessary global framework to address poverty, inequality, and climate change. However, a deeper look into its implementation reveals a concerted effort to undermine national sovereignty and individual freedoms while embedding globalist control mechanisms into every level of government, education, and policymaking. The UN's Master Plan for Global Governance. At the heart of the 2030 Agenda are the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. A set of 17 objectives designed to reshape economies, societal structures, and governance under the guise of sustainability. While many of these goals appear noble, their implementation strategies raise serious concerns. One of the most alarming developments has been the infiltration of U.S. federal agencies. By this agenda, particularly during the Biden administration, under the leadership of Kristen Cordell, a longtime USAID operator and Council on Foreign Relations, CFR, member, the UN's sustainability framework has been deeply embedded into federal policies and workforce training. This effort has involved mass re-education programs targeting millions of federal employees, ensuring that globalist sustainability goals become the de facto guiding principles of the U.S. government. The push for social and behavioral indoctrination. A particularly concerning aspect of the UN's 2030 agenda is the emphasis on psychological and behavioral transformation. Through education, while social-emotional learning, SEL, has already been introduced into U.S. schools under the guise of fostering emotional intelligence, the UN has now expanded this framework to include Inner Development Goals, IDGs. These IDGs aim to reprogram students' worldviews to align with globalist priorities, including environmental radicalism, equity-based social justice, and collectivist ideologies. Key issues with IDGs and SEL. Behavioral monitoring. The shift from traditional academics to psychological profiling through international standardized testing. Values imposition. Encouraging a specific set of beliefs rather than fostering independent thought. Global citizenship, undermining national identity and promoting allegiance to supranational entities like the UN. Data collection, gathering extensive personal and behavioral data on students, raising privacy concerns. The role of international standardized testing. One of the primary enforcement mechanisms for these ideological changes is the integration of SEL and IDGs into international standardized testing. This ensures that students are not only evaluated on academic performance but also on their adherence to UN-approved values and social perspectives. These changes have profound implications for educational freedom, parental rights, and national autonomy. Conclusion: resisting the globalist indoctrination agenda. The UN's 2030 agenda, under the banner of sustainability, is systematically transforming governance, education, and societal structures. To align with a centralized, globalist vision, the infiltration of federal agencies and the use of psychological reprogramming through SEL and IDGs demonstrate that this agenda extends far beyond environmental and economic concerns. It is a direct attempt to reshape the values and beliefs of future generations. In response, parents, educators, and policymakers must take a stand against these intrusive programs, protecting national sovereignty, preserving educational independence, and ensuring that American children are taught critical thinking, not ideological conformity. Must be top priorities in the fight against global governance masquerading as sustainability.